Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a report of a structure fire at Myrtle Avenue and Hill Streets this morning. The 1400 block of Myrtle Avenue has been blocked to vehicle traffic. The fire involved multiple structures, and although the fire has been extinguished, fire crews and apparatus remain on scene. You will be detoured around the incident area, and Myrtle Avenue will remain closed for several hours. The CHP is investigating a fatal traffic collision on Alder Point Road on Sunday night that claimed the life of a Hawaii resident. Ivetta Merkurchian was driving northbound on Alder Point when, for unknown reasons, her car spun out of control. The SUV traveled down a hillside and overturned. The passenger in the front right seat, who was not wearing a seatbelt, suffered fatal head injuries in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. The California Highway Patrol has reported another fatal traffic collision. The incident occurred in the early morning hours today and claimed the life of a passenger and resulted in the arrest of the driver, Michael Horn, on DUI charges. Horn was driving southbound on Ronald Avenue in Fortuna when he failed to stop at a stop sign and continued through the intersection at Drake Hill Road. The vehicle then slammed head-on into a dirt embankment. The force of the collision killed a backseat passenger and sent two other passengers to the hospital with major injuries. They both remain in critical condition. Horn was arrested on suspicion of DUI and vehicular manslaughter and was booked into county jail. It was big, it was bright, and it was a resounding success. The annual KEKA Truckers Parade rumbled through Eureka on Saturday night, bringing out residents along the route, including those of us fortunate enough to be able to watch from our front steps, as more than 80 rigs decked out in holiday lights participated. The beneficiary of this year's parade was families advocating Autism Now, and judges found that the truck from Humboldt Community Services District was the best of the lot, taking home top honors in the large float category. Humboldt Auto Transport, representing the Girl Scouts, took the second place ribbon. In the small float category, it was Daryl Baker Trucking taking the top honor, with Rob Johnson Trucking taking second place. Event coordinator Dale Bridges said that the team of volunteers kept the event working smoothly, even though the number of parade entrants was the largest it's been in years. Sheriff's detectives are investigating a burglary at the Community Presbyterian Church in Garberville last week. A deputy was called out to meet with the director of the Stepping Stones preschool program and discovered that the suspect or suspects had broken a window in a back door to gain entry. They damaged doors inside the church and stole a cash box that contained money and checks for the preschool. The burglary happened sometime between Thursday evening and Friday morning. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement agencies across the county kicked off the holiday DUI enforcement campaign over the weekend, and it started with a DUI checkpoint in Eureka on Friday night. Eureka police screened nearly 160 vehicles over the course of the evening and arrested two drivers on suspicion of DUI. Five drivers were cited for driving unlicensed or for driving on a suspended license. The Avoid the 7 DUI task force was busy as well, and 19 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI over the weekend. Seven drivers were arrested Friday night into Saturday morning, with another 12 arrested from Saturday night into Sunday morning. Those numbers are up significantly from a year ago, when six drivers were arrested on DUI charges during the first weekend of the campaign. The DUI and traffic safety campaigns will continue over the course of the next 2 weeks, through Christmas and into the new year. And the sheriff's office continues its search for 40-year-old Danny Ray Fidler, who was wanted on several felony charges, including vehicle theft, felony hit and run, and assault with a deadly weapon. Fidler is suspected of having stolen a green Jeep Cherokee from a Carlotta residence on the 7th. And last Thursday, a friend of the victim saw Fidler driving the Jeep on Highway 36. Fidler is an adult white male, 5'8", 130 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes, and he has tattoos on both arms. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.